Out of everything that you've done and everything that's happened in 2010, what are you the most thankful for?
Let me see. That's a real serious question. I am real thankful. Let me see. Nah, I ain't gonna say that. Let me see, man. It's a lot, man. That's a big question, dude. Like, 2010, you know what I'm saying? What am I the most thankful for? This is what I'm most thankful for. It's like, it makes me feel good, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, after I did the Gates Mixplate, and I feel like the music I do is good. You know what I'm saying? I feel like even if it's different, it's good. It's light. You know what I'm saying? It's paper. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, but when, you know, a big majority of people bash it, you know what I'm saying? And it made me feel like, how dare they? This is me. I'm the king. But it made the king feel like powerless against what everybody was feeling. Like, it was nothing I could do to change their mind. So when I go back in with that in mind, and something sparks me to go somewhere I don't want to go, like the seepage, and for me to listen to it over and over, like seepage, like wow, I'm going, man. That's like, wow. That's, and all of my fans agree, and they feel the same way I feel about it. That's the best feeling in the world, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, for them to agree on something like that is where I was woed by it. And usually when I'm woed by it, you know what I'm saying, they will be too, because they're fans of me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're woed by it, you know what I'm saying? You know, on the Gage Mix Play, I took my time, lyrically and everything. I just relaxed. I guess I ain't supposed to relax. I guess I'm supposed to go hard on every song, you know what I'm saying, like I always have, you know what I'm saying, and when I did, they agreed, man. It was like, wow, it felt really good to get all that back in the first week's numbers and everything, and it's just an EP, that felt good, man, you know what I'm saying, because when you get to reading shit like, ah, he lost it, I ain't buying another Tech 9 CD ever after this Gates Mix Play, that, no matter if you try to blow it off, like, ah, oh, that ain't nobody, they just talking, it fucks with you when you're a perfectionist, man, you know what I'm saying, it fucks with you, like, damn, these motherfuckers actually saying, because they don't like this album, that we going soft, and then they talking about shit about Chris Calico, and all that kind of shit, and I don't really talk to Chris about that shit, you know what I'm saying, I read everything myself, and it's like, when you hear people saying, that'll be the last time I pay for Strange Music CD or Tech 9 CD, I'm done, you know what I'm saying, and he's sucking dick for the mainstream, and I go on there and cuss motherfuckers out, you dare say I'm sucking somebody's dick, nigga, you got me fucked up, you know what I'm saying, don't buy my shit no more then, that shit hurts, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, no matter who it's coming from, I don't give a fuck if it's just one motherfucker that said it, I tell people, you know, it's like my people, my fans be like, it's fucked up, Tech just gotta come on here when somebody say something shitty, when you're the king of it, when you created this world, you're the king of this world that you created outside this fucked up world, you know what I'm saying, or inside this fucked up world, you know what I'm saying, or maybe it's outside because I'm far out, I don't know where this planet is that I'm Planet Strange, I don't know where we put it, I don't know if it's inside this world, maybe it's inside this world, I don't fucking know, it would be inside this world, but we're just far out mentally, so if you created this world, this whole strange globe, and it's love, all love in this globe, and there's a naysayer, boom, right there in the middle, you're gonna target that person to try to convert them or to fucking exile their ass, you know what I'm saying, get the fuck out then, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, this is love over here, you know what I'm saying, so if it's just one motherfucker to say, I ain't never buying, I can't believe this fucking album, they was trashing me, dude, you know what I'm saying, and it was healthy for me because it made me say, you know what, fuck this. Morale, you know what I'm saying? Do you believe in God? Just when you see them nod, he's in season, the reason light is leaving, he's even odd. All sixes and sevens, all pitches and reference. You know what I'm saying? Far quick, better get stepping when the hard pit is in heaven. You know what I'm saying? The hard pit is in heaven, that means it's good and bad. Mm-hmm. The hard pit is in heaven, something like swine is in heaven. You know what I'm saying? Like, the unholy animal or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Frog's quick gonna get stepped in when the hog pitted is in heaven. You know what I'm saying? Like the hog pit is in heaven, it's gonna be good and bad in heaven now. It's gonna be beautiful, it's gonna be level, you know what I'm saying? It's more like reality to me, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's why I feel like it's healthy to read that hatred. Not even hatred, just people's opinion on what they think is good and what ain't. Because it made me say, fuck this, I'm a go. And when they all agree, man, in 2010, man, that's what felt good. When I was on that tour, the E40, and the shit came out, and all the reviews came back, like, wow, oh shit, from fuck that, to oh shit, man, it's just like, you won the lottery, man. It's like the feeling you get in your chest, man. It's like they feel the same way I do about it, because I still listen to this shit.
Right.
I still listen to Tech N9ne, man, like it ain't me. Like, I'm listening to my shit like, wow. I have to catch myself sometimes because I'm listening to the Travis Barker verse like 30 times over, and I keep rewinding. I'm like, wow. And then I picture myself as a fan, them listening, and then I feel what they feel. You know what I'm saying? I felt it lately. Like, when I listen, I'm wowing myself. Not just, like, on some narcissist shit, but it's like, that is a blessing. I can do that, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and then it put me right there with the fan, and when they hear a la carte, and I'm just listening to it, how it's vibrating if you got beat, and how they go, a la carte everlasting, timeless bars when I'm rapping. Holy stars, nevertheless, I will still stand while everyone's passing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm watching the Evil Dead 1, and it's this creepy-ass part that goes, you will die like the rest before you. One by one, we will take you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's creepy. And I'm like, when I heard the alacrity beat, I'm like, everyone is the same effect and everything. I'm like, it's like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? And like, when the fans got it, it didn't scare them. It scared a couple of chicks, but, you know, they told me that shit scares me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, they agree, man, it's the best feeling in the fucking world, dude.